Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Black Friday. I don't know. I feel like it used to be bigger than it is. Maybe South African retailers don't really give us the discounts that we want. Do we trust them? I've heard lots of stories about prices going up a few weeks before, only to come down again to their normal prices on Black Friday. Are we getting behind this phenomenon, this global phenomenon, or not? Davi Ruud is the chief economist at Efficient Group. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
My pleasure. Good morning to you. Thank you.
So is it, how big is Black Friday? Has it been traditionally in South Africa? And what are we anticipating for this year?
Yeah, it's actually still a relatively new thing in South Africa, this Black Friday thing. I think it's only about 4 or 5 years ago that we really started all getting into this new thing called Black Friday. I think in the short term, there are a couple of issues, there are a couple of trends that I, as an economist, will sort of keep an eye on. One is that the South African economy, and the world economy, in fact, is opening up, and that means there's this propped up demand that is being released in the economy, and so I expect an increase, well, in fact, that's what we're already seeing globally. A strong increase in demand as people are going out again and start buying stuff. A second trend is, and that's an obvious one, is that we have been starting to buy on the internet more and more so. I mean, we all are experts on buying things on the internet nowadays. And the habit of buying things on the internet actually makes it quite easy and also fairly cheap. For businesses to sell things cheaper. So I think that's another reason why one can expect a surge in the demand on Black Friday for people buying more stuff. And then perhaps the last comment is that the world economy, including the South African economy, is getting out of the recent recessions and depressions quite quickly. And economic growth is actually quite nice. And a lot of people, especially in the middle high income categories, got nice increases in salaries recently. So there is more money available to be spent on these sort of things. So I actually expect quite a nice increase in sales over Black Friday, and I think that the question really is how long will that last? But I really expect there will be quite a nice increase over Black Friday and people buying all sort of stuff, and importing stuff as well.
I read somewhere that because people haven't really been traveling, they haven't been going to restaurants, a lot of disposable income that would have been used for all sorts of other things, especially over the last, let's say, 18 months to 2 years, is much more available to people, and therefore we do tend to shop more.
Yeah, you're making a very important economic point here. When I spend money either on goods or on services. Now, if I've been locked down for a number of months, I'm going to miss out on having the lunch at the restaurant. I'm going to miss out on having my teeth pulled. I'm going to miss out on having my hair cut. Those are all services. But I also miss out on buying things like, for example, perhaps a new kettle or a new TV or a new computer, whatever the case may be. Now, suddenly, the world is opening up again, and I'm not going to rush out and have my hair cut twice now. But I'm still going to buy the kettle, and I'm going to buy whatever things I've missed out the last couple of months. So that means that this extra demand that flows into the economy is more directed to goods, to physical goods. And of course, there's an increase for the demand for services as well, but less so than physical goods. And we can see that because commodity prices are going up very strongly internationally. Mm. Recently, commodity prices have been coming down a little bit. And South Africa benefits from that because we are a big commodity exporter.
Right.
But the emphasis certainly is more on goods than on services.
That is really, really fascinating. Do South Africans generally trust what we see online? Because there's certainly
been more so than in the past.
Really? So, interesting.
No, very much more so than, and it makes sense. Initially, I mean, this is a new technology. It has been around for 10 odd years and so. But it is still a relatively new technology. People start, nowadays start using their cell phones to buy things online. We are all experts on Zoom all of a sudden, but we're all experts on Takealot as well. And I think, and of course there are still a bunch of crooks out there, but the technology that's being used is becoming more and more safe by the day, and you can actually trust what you buy on the internet much more than one was the case a couple of years ago. So yes, people are certainly trusting buying stuff online more today than in the past.
How do these sites like Takealot, they don't necessarily determine the pricing, because it's obviously a vendor site. The people come on and sell their goods. They register with Takealot, and I know that they are quite strict about things like delivery and fulfillment, but they can't really monitor if somebody's price for item A is 2,000 Rand, and then suddenly a week before Black Friday goes up to 4,000 in order to come down to 2,000. Is there a way to monitor that sort of thing?
Yes. And in fact, we are doing that. All of us are doing that. You're absolutely right. Platforms like Takealot, for instance, or even Amazon, they are basically just platforms. They do not manufacture these sort of goods. They're not the real retailer. Other retailers are simply making use of these platforms. But it is being monitored, and it's being monitored by you and me. When you buy stuff, you get the opportunity to rank the service of the person from or the business where you bought it. You can give it a ranking out of 5, typically. Other people actually watch this. But you have the opportunity to compare this product with other things, and all you have to do is just do a search on Google, and you can get all these prices compared to other prices, and you can see whether this guy is trying to rip you off or not. And it is, in the end, our responsibility. Obviously, businesses are in the business of making money, and we as consumers, we want to get the best possible product for the lowest possible price. And the opportunity is there, the tools are there, and we're comparing things more and more so. And quite often, it's business that is the loser. And a very good example is retail, the normal traditional retail businesses. Many of them are simply going out of business because the internet is taking over eating at their lunch. And the internet is taking over because it's so much easier for us to order things online, but not only that, but to compare quality and prices as well.
I told the story to our listeners some months ago. We were in a bookshop, and my wife picked up a book. She was going to buy it, and then I saw her going onto her phone. She saw it was a few hundred rand cheaper online. She ordered it online and put the book back. And this isn't somebody who lives on the internet, who's been very, very comfortable with technology. And that incident to me was quite an important one, because that did show me that people are becoming a lot more discerning and rightfully so.
Now, not too long ago, we were on a wine farm, and we were quite impressed. My wife was quite impressed with their bubbly.
Right.
And she asked for the price, and then she went on the internet and Googled exactly the same wine on the internet, and she got it cheap on the internet while standing on the wine farm.
Wow.
And that in fact creates a bit of a problem for retail shops as well. Because typically, if you go to the mall, you would go and look at something and you would buy it. What quite often happens now is people will go to the mall and touch and feel a specific product and come back to home and buy it online because it's simply much cheaper. And that is a major problem for retailers, because how are you going to fix that problem? They have certain overhead, like they have to pay rent and all that, while people just come in there, look at the product and go home and buy it. So what we are indeed seeing is that spending patterns are changing quite dramatically, and that the way that we're doing business is changing with that as well.
Yeah, very, very interesting. It is a 7:29. Davi Ruud, thank you for a very, very interesting insight. Davi Ruud is the Chief Economist at Efficient Group.